The UN has lost a plane and personnel in the Congo. Lockheed says the F-35 is running ahead of schedule. And Bombardier sells 4 more of its water bombers. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, April 7th, 2011. Only one person out of 33 passengers and crew survived when a United Nations plane went down Monday at the main airport in the capital of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The plane had been traveling from the northeastern city of Kisangani and was attempting to land in heavy rain at Najil Airport in Kinshasa when it crashed about 1:30 p.m. local time after missing the runway. Alain Leroy, the UN's Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations, told journalists initial indications were that bad weather was a key factor. The peacekeeping mission said the names of the victims will be released after their bodies have been positively identified and their next of kin informed. In the face of criticism about the pace of the F-35's development, Lockheed Martin released statistics this week to support its claim that it's actually ahead of plan. Lockheed says the F-35 Lightning II test fleet conducted 199 test flights versus a plan of 142 in this year's first quarter, despite the grounding of various aircraft for 4 to 15 days for investigation of a dual generator starter failure during a flight on March 9th. Also during the first quarter, two production model aircraft flew for the first time in preparation for delivery to the U.S. Air Force this year. 4 Bombardier 415 amphibious aircraft have been sold to an undisclosed customer. The company made the announcement Tuesday. This is the second order from this customer, who previously had ordered a single Bombardier 415. Based on the current list price, the contract for the 4 aircraft is valued at about $162 million, and that includes training and initial spares provisioning. Delivery of the aircraft will begin in the current quarter and continue through the first quarter of 2013. The Bombardier 415 has a normal cruise speed of 180 knots. In an average mission of 6 nautical miles from water to fire, it can complete 9 drops an hour and deliver over 14,500 U.S. gallons of fire suppressant. Up next on ANN, UND will offer training in UAS. Italy's new combat trainer makes a successful first flight. And the FAA buys more night vision training from ASU. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through control. Cirrus has completely reinvented the personal aircraft and the entire experience of owning a personal aircraft. It's a bold new take on private aviation that we call Cirrus Flying 2.0. You set the schedule. You chart the course. You're in control.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 7th. I'm Paul Plack. An unmanned aerial system training center will be established at Grand Forks Air Force Base in North Dakota under the terms of an agreement signed Tuesday between the University of North Dakota and L3 Link Simulation and Training. The facility is expected to begin operations this June and will offer MQ-1 Predator and MQ-9 Reaper training opportunities to UND students pursuing a BS in aeronautics with a major in unmanned aircraft systems operations. The center is also expected to provide UAS training to U.S. government agencies. In addition to supplying the training center's high-fidelity simulator and logistics support, L3 Link will provide sensor operator course development and training. The first M-346 aircraft produced by Alenia Aeromachi for ITAF, the Italian Air Force, had a successful first flight last Thursday. ITAF has designated the plane as the T-346A. The flight started in Venegono, the company's home airfield, and lasted 40 minutes, with a maximum altitude of 15,000 feet. After landing, Chief Test Pilot Quirino Bucci expressed appreciation. Quote, Once again, the aircraft demonstrated its excellent characteristics in terms of handling, energy, and man-machine interface, all crucial points in training future pilots to fly new-generation combat aircraft, unquote. Alenia says the air forces of several nations have expressed interest in this aircraft, which the company says meets the latest training requirements of new-generation aircraft such as the F-22, F-35, and Eurofighter. ASU, Aviation Specialties Unlimited, has been awarded the second night vision goggle training contract issued by the FAA to train principal operations inspectors and aviation safety inspectors. ASU also won the first contract in 2007 and has trained more than 58 FAA inspectors and provided 32 recurrent training courses. ASU founder and CEO Mike Atwood observes, quote, "A key element in the operational safety chain is the FAA inspector. This contract enables us to continue what has been our mission over the last 15 years, to maximize the safety of flying at night using night vision goggles. That is why we started our company, and that continues to be the driving force behind ASU," unquote. The FAA inspectors learn proper handling of the goggles, when and how to use light in conjunction with them, scanning techniques, and other pertinent skills during the extensive 8-day training. Still ahead, Oklahoma appreciates its engineers and wants more. Bahamas tourism officials really want you to drop in. And Red Bull Flugtag returns to the UK. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, April 7th. I'm Paul Plack. If you want to jumpstart jobs in your state during a down economy, don't repave roads, find a way to attract more engineers. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon has signed into law a measure reestablishing tax credits for engineers going to work for Oklahoma companies and for the companies that hire them. The bill restores a tax incentive that was put on moratorium last year by the Oklahoma State Legislature. The governor said the credits have demonstrated their value, quote, "as an important tool for job creation and economic growth in Oklahoma. Aerospace is one of the state's most important cutting-edge industries, and I'm proud to be able to sign a measure into law that will support our employers and help to bring in quality jobs to the state." The average salary for an aerospace engineer in Oklahoma is more than $87,000, and the beginning average aerospace engineer salary is more than $66,000. Northeast Florida Regional Airport has announced it will host Destination Bahamas on June 4th. The regional event is free to the public and will highlight ease of travel to and from the islands of the Bahamas. A 12,000-foot airline terminal will be transformed into a Bahamian island paradise. With the help of the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, the airport anticipates hosting exhibitors that will promote all the wonderful things offered in the islands. Air charter companies will be on hand, showcasing their aircraft for travel to and from the Bahamas. Traditional Bahamian food will be offered for lunch, and a live Bahamas Junkanoo band will entertain. Seminars on flight planning, customs procedures, and safety for overwater flight will be conducted by the FAA and Department of Homeland Security. You can find more details and an FMI link in the text version of this story, dated April 6th, at aero-news.net. And finally today, the slogan is, Red Bull gives you wings, not Red Bull guarantees you can fly with them. And there's a reason for that. Red Bull Flugtag is back in the UK for the first time since 2008 and looking for human-powered flight enthusiasts. If you've ever seen this event, you know we're not talking about cutting-edge composite materials and university scientists. Red Bull is seeking outrageous innovators willing to design, construct, and fly their very own man-powered aircraft, with fly often proving a euphemism for fall. There are extra points for having entertaining crew members, including the ground crew, and there's actually a design manual, which you can download along with the application from redbull.co.uk/flugtag. There's no entry fee for participants, but those entries are due by Friday, May 13th. There's also no charge to spectators, but tickets are required. They'll be made available through the website starting in early June. The event takes place at Roundhay Park in Leeds on July 17th. And anybody who just glances at the website and thinks he's ordered tickets to the Red Bull Air Races, well, imagine the surprise when he shows up. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll check in with PRA President Scott Lewis to see how the Benson Days event is going in Florida. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.